From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Iraqi Americans share their hopes and fears as Iraq prepares to run its own affairs. First, though, the U.S. may get wider international help with Iraq security beginning this weekend. First, President Bush is meeting European Union leaders in Ireland. Then he goes on to a NATO summit in Istanbul, Turkey. U.S. officials predict there will be offers of help with Iraq, even though these offers may be less than the administration had hoped for just a few months ago. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
During a recent congressional trip to Iraq, Delaware Democrat Joseph Biden gave Iraq's new interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, some advice about the upcoming NATO summit in Turkey.
I said to him, I urge you to contact, or physically go if you can, to Istanbul and walk in the room and look at Chirac, look at the leader, say, I need your help. I need your help.
Alawi isn't confronting the French President Jacques Chirac or other NATO leaders in such a bold way, but he did send letters to formally ask NATO to help train Iraq's fledgling security forces. Bush administration officials had previously called for a wider military role for NATO in Iraq. There was talk of the transatlantic alliance taking over the Polish-led peacekeeping mission, or for NATO members to provide more troops. But the U.S. is scaling back expectations of NATO troops going to Iraq, according to Radek Sikorsky of the American Enterprise Institute.
I think if it hadn't been for the recent upsurge of violence, we might have seen a bigger NATO role. But I think there's consensus in Europe that we should help the new Iraqi government succeed in stabilizing the country.
He believes it will be much harder for those who opposed the war in the first place to now turn down requests for help from a new Iraqi government. That's an idea that was echoed by Biden, the senior Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
I have been extremely critical of the way Bush has been treated the Europeans and treated our allies. But they got to get over it. There's too much at stake.
Biden said the Bush administration should be asking NATO to carry out specific tasks, including protecting an eventual United Nations mission in Iraq. The French ambassador to Washington, Jean-David Levit, points out, though, that the UN mission will be quite small at the start, and he repeated his government's decision not to send troops to Iraq now.
We don't think it would be a good idea to send more foreign troops in this country. At the very moment, we want to give the people of Iraq the feeling that they are now not anymore an occupied country, but an independent country.
When it comes to the international troop presence in Iraq, he said, small is beautiful. But Ambassador Levit says France is ready to answer the Iraqi call for better military training.
Our training in gendarmerie, that's our best way to help, because it is a kind of French specialty, military police, and we are ready to do it.
At the White House, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice said the U.S. wants to see NATO as an alliance take over a military training program. She said the president will ask Europeans to sacrifice to help Iraq's new government.
I very often find myself, when I'm talking to groups of Europeans in general, to ask people to look back at their own histories and to look at the darkest points in their own history and to ask what it would have been like if people had abandoned them in those dark moments.
A year after the Bush administration and an ad hoc coalition of the willing said they liberated Iraq from tyranny, Rice acknowledged that Iraqis are going through a difficult period and need more international support to stabilize the country. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.